Being an entrepreneur or business owner is not easy. We know firsthand how the daily grind can bring even peak performers to their knees. Welcome to the Lewis Brownlee Podcast, an in-depth podcast for business owners interested in staying up to date with all aspects of business. Each show offers a variety of resources, insights, and updates from industry professionals to keep you at the cutting edge of this ever-changing world. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your learning experience.
Good morning. Welcome to today's weekly roundup. This is going to be the last one in the current format. I started these weekly check-ins because there was just so much going on, so much change, all the various bits of government support as we went into the third lockdown. So now things seem to have calmed down a little bit, fingers crossed, as we start to exit slowly out of lockdown. So rather than do a live webinar at 9:30 every Friday, I'll still be doing a weekly update, but we'll be focusing on a key topic. So one thing in particular, quite short, maybe only 2 or 3 minutes, just to update you on, so there might be more than one in a week, but short topics focused on particular things. They'll be posted onto our website, posted via our usual social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. But hopefully you can then watch them in your own time and focus on the things that are really relevant and important to you, okay? So I'd like to thank everybody that's watched these either live or via record over the last few months. I really, really appreciate your support. So today I'm going to focus on, so hopefully a relatively short one again today, focusing on helping businesses get back on their feet as we exit lockdown. So early this month, the government launched its new recovery loan scheme. So that's the topic for today. So there are a number of things that you need to know about the scheme. Any type of business can apply. A couple of minor exceptions, but I don't think those exceptions will apply to our clients. What I mean by any type of business is sole traders, partnerships, limited companies. It's open to all. There is no turnover or trading history requirement. So if you're a relatively new or a brand new business, you could apply for a recovery loan. Personal guarantees aren't required for loans up to £250,000. So for most small businesses, that's really good news. The funding can take the form of a loan, a traditional loan, or invoice finance, asset finance, or an overdraft. Repayments will start immediately if it's a loan, so there are no interest-free periods. You may remember the bounce back loans and the CBILS loans from last year. There was a period of time when you didn't have to make any repayments, and the first 12 months were no repayments and no interest. This is slightly different. There aren't any interest-free periods and the repayments will start immediately. You can borrow up to £10 million and the government guarantees 80% of the debt. So again, that's a lot of, will affect a lot of businesses. So this is open to all effectively. You can also apply if you've already taken out a CBILS or a bounce back loan. So CBILS is the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme last year, which was aimed at larger businesses and larger loans, the bounce back loans with a smaller business and the smaller amounts. So if you've already taken one of those loans, it doesn't mean that you can't then also apply for a recovery loan as well. It may be that you can't get quite as much. Obviously, they'll take into account when they work out what you can have value-wise for your loan, they'll take into account any existing debt. The scheme is open until the 31st of December this year, but that's subject to review, so that may change. The length of the loan or the finance depends on the type of funding. So if you're going for an overdraft or invoice finance facilities, you can have that up to 3 years. If it's a loan or asset finance, you can have that up to 6 years. And you can use the funding to manage cash flow generally, and we'll talk about cash flow in a minute, you might be looking to invest, or you might be looking to fund growth. So the criteria for how you're going to use the funding is also quite wide. Lenders are currently being accredited to offer the recovery loans, and the follow-up email to this session will include a link to the list of accredited lenders. And I've looked at it this morning and I've counted 23. Now, I couldn't sit here and reel off 23 banks off the top of my head. So obviously the main high street banks are all in there, but there are also one or two perhaps lenders that would be less familiar. So there are lots of options there in terms of who you can get your funding from. So key point to mention, really important, you will need to show that your business is viable going forward, but has been impacted by the pandemic. So you need the cash flow because you've had some impact by the pandemic. And there are some businesses I could talk about that haven't been affected, but most definitely have seen an impact and effect on their business because of the pandemic. So you'll have to demonstrate that, but more crucially, demonstrate that going forward it is a viable business. And that's where we come in. So most likely you'll be asked to provide copies of your last accounts, possibly more than 1 year. We occasionally see, or typically for mortgages, we see 3 years worth of figures needing to be shown. That may well be the same with these loans as well. If you've got an accounting period that was last year, particularly if it was, you know, getting on for a year ago now, maybe last April or May, then you may need to provide more detailed and more up-to-date financial accounting information. So recent management accounts, I would expect banks to be asking for those, and probably a cash flow forecast. So what do you think the business is going to do income wise and cost wise going forward? What are the repayment of the loan likely to be? Can you afford it? So some action points to be thinking about if you want to look at funding, but also more generally, not just for funding, but the things that I think all businesses should be doing. Are your accounts up to date? Can you produce reliable management information, so management accounts to show the current position from your accounting system? And a good indication of that is when we do your year-end accounts, do we make lots of adjustments to your accounting information to get the year-end accounts figures? If we don't, then you're probably on the right track and your management accounts are in good order. If the bank needed to see management accounts, can you produce them? Can you produce a robust cash flow forecast supported by a business strategy to provide to the bank to support your application for funding? Now, what I mean by that is your cash flow forecast might show that your income is going to increase by 20% compared to last year. Well, last year was a pandemic, there was lots of lockdown, but where's that 20% going to come from? Particularly if that 20% is actually compared to 2 years ago, pre-pandemic levels, how are you going to increase that, generate that additional revenue? What's your plan for the business? Are you going to introduce new product lines? Are you getting rid of the less profitable product lines? It's the sorts of things I've been talking about in these sessions over the last 3 or 4 months. The bank are going to ask those questions. We did a cash flow for a bank about a month ago, and that business was asked to factor in at some point in the next 12 months, a fourth lockdown. So that was interesting. And how you do that reliably, I have no idea, but they will be challenging the figures. So we have many clients using Xero or QuickBooks. So these are cloud-based packages that take a lot of the stress out of the day-to-day bookkeeping, and they are written, designed for small businesses. They can produce real-time management information to enable you to keep your finger on the pulse of your business. And these systems can connect to some other great apps to improve how you do things. And with making tax digital rules changing and becoming more defined, these sorts of software packages can keep you on the right track as far as that goes. Not talking about making tax digital today, that's a massive topic, and there's lots of videos in the pipeline for that, so keep an eye on those. But the main thing I wanted to talk about as far as the apps and Xero and QuickBooks and cash flow forecasting and applying for funding is an app called Fluidly. So that's a cash flow forecasting app that connects into your Xero data, your QuickBooks data, and it can predict your future cash flows. And it can also do some scenario planning. So it takes the history that's showing within your accounting, averages and things like that, and then predicts what it's going to do going forward. You can tell it to change it. You can say, well, we think that the business is going to improve by 20%. We think that, we're going to take a loan out. So that money's going to come in. The repayment will need to be made. That money's going to be spent on a purchase of an asset. It's going to be spent on redoing the website, whatever it might be spent on. It can factor all of that into your cash flow. A big one, though, is supplier costs. So I attend a monthly peer-to-peer learning group. It's a great group. There's about 12 to 15 people that regularly attend. We know each other very well. We've worked together within this group for many years. And we met yesterday, and the mood was very buoyant. Without exception, all the businesses represented within that group were expecting their income to grow this year. And some had experienced growth last year. So despite everything that happened, businesses have found a way through, and in some cases have performed better than they had previously, and are moving forward in a very positive way. However, there was a massive warning and big caution, particular in relation to manufacturing, lead times for raw materials, and even if it's not manufacturing, just resale products, the lead times are increasing and prices are increasing. And there was one case somebody mentioned yesterday that a particular product, I'm not going to name the product, particular product increasing by as much as 30%. Which is massive. And can you, if you had a 30% increase in your overhead or your direct cost, can you pass that on to your customers? It's going to be incredibly challenging. So I'm encouraging everybody, whether they need finance direct or whether they think they need finance or not, to be looking at their cash flows and looking at their cost base, talking to their suppliers, into their customers, and thinking about what they're experiencing and how that could impact your business. So you need to be talking to your suppliers about lead time. You need to be talking to your suppliers about prices and keeping them fixed if you possibly can. And these apps that connect to your software can help you map that out. If a particular supplier says, very sorry, but for these particular reasons, where our prices are going up 5%, 6%, whatever it is, you can factor that in, see what it does to your cash flow, and then work out what you need to do, either save costs elsewhere or talk to your customers about what your prices are going to look like. You may see an opportunity to grow and you might want to recruit. It'll take new people a little bit of time to get established into a business. It always does. And that's going to affect your cash flow. So we can factor that into these forecasts. Lots of businesses received grants last year, which kept their businesses afloat. These are taxable. Now, if you use that grant to cover costs that you could get a tax deduction for, then, you know, the income's met by the cost. But if you've got other income that's kept, that meant that overall your income's gone up, and we've seen that. We've seen some customers, some clients, that needed the grant, received the grant, it's helped them with cash flow, but actually their income's maintained. So their profit has gone up in this period of lockdown. Furlough is a good example as well. So your wages costs have been covered by furlough grants. So your profit's more than you think it's going to be. And there's going to be obviously a tax bill that's going to be payable towards the end of this year, more than most likely, or sole trader partnerships early next year. Plan that cash flow by using these apps. If you use that grant money to fund the repayment of debt rather than cover costs, then that's fully taxable. So have you factored that in to the next 12 months worth of cash flow? So the other thing to just quickly mention before I finish on Fluidly is that they are, it's an app, it's a cash flow app, but it's also an FCA regulated credit broker. So they can put you in touch to find funding. And we've also got lots of contacts with the local banks. So come and talk to us. We can put you in touch with local banks locally. We've got lots of contacts. We can talk to Fluidly. If the banks can't quite give you what you need, they can put you in touch with people. And then we can work with you and the lender to ensure the loan eligibility criteria is met. And then going forward, it doesn't end there. You've got the loan, you're going to invest it, or it's going to see you through the next 12 months cash flow. You need to be monitoring that. You need to be doing your management information that compares what you thought you were going to invoice, what you thought you were going to pay, to what you actually have, so that you can then adapt and pivot the business if you need to. Enable you to keep strong and keep those cash balances positive and give you the confidence to really push that business forward going into the next 12 months and beyond. You don't need to be a large corporate entity to feel the impact of this. If those larger clients, companies, and these people we spent yesterday with, they are running larger businesses. Some of them are employing 300 people. But if they're seeing their suppliers increasing prices, you will be too. So you don't need to be a large corporate to be impacted by this. And you don't need to employ a full-time finance director. With the right software and the support of a business-focused accountant, and I work with lots of wonderful accountants at Lewis Brownlee, we can help you put all of these systems in place and enable your business to flourish and come out of this year much more stronger than when you went in. So that's it for today. Thank you very, very much for joining me. I thank you again for all of your support over the last 4 months of these weekly roundups. You're not getting rid of me. I'm still going to be doing lots of videos and things, but like I say, much more concise, much more focused. So look out on the website, keep an eye on our emails and follow all of our social media to pick up those things that are going to be really important to you over the next 12 months and beyond. Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the Lewis Brownlee Podcast. Be sure to listen again soon to keep up to date and help your business grow.